In-Laws and Outlaws, Judges 11, 1 through 11.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a prostitute. Gilead became the father of Jephthah. Gilead's wife bore him sons. When his wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, "You will not inherit in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman." Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. Outlaws joined up with Jephthah, and they went out with him. After a while, the children of Ammon made war against Israel. When the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah out of the land of Tob. They said to Jephthah, "Come and be our chief, that we may fight with the children of Ammon." Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "Didn't you hate me and drive me out of my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress?" The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "Therefore we have turned again to you now, that you may go with us and fight with the children of Ammon. You will be our head over the inhabitants of Gilead." Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you bring me home again to fight with the children of Ammon, and Yahweh delivers them before me, will I be your head?" The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "Yahweh will be witness between us. Surely we will do what you say." Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and chief over them. Jephthah spoke all his words before Yahweh in Mizpah. You're in for a wild ride. This story was probably not taught in most Sunday schools. When you read the book of Judges, you experience the fact that the Bible is a very real and honest book. Very real people do very real things that may be very hard to deal with. The fact that we are sinners in a messed up world is very evident when we come to this part of the history of Israel. For undisclosed reasons, Gilead chose to sleep with a prostitute who ended up pregnant. Then he proceeded to have sons with his actual wife. I doubt that she was very happy about this. We discover that her sons definitely were not. When they grew up, they kicked Jephthah out of the house. Perhaps there was a bit of jealousy there too. Jephthah was a man with valor, and they obviously all knew it because when it came time to defend Israel, they realized that their behavior was coming back to haunt them. Jephthah, on the other hand, decided to go out and form his own gang. This family was pretty confused, wouldn't you say? It's probably not what most people think the Bible talks about, but here it is. And it turns out that these are the kinds of people that God often uses. It is no accident that God made Jephthah a valiant warrior, and that his brothers evidently were not. God had a plan for this man, but Jephthah also had some major challenges ahead. We do, too, as we try to grapple with this man's unusual life. Jephthah's story confuses Bible teachers and divided churches. So we have a challenge ahead, too. When Jephthah was asked to lead the army, he made sure that all the authority would be granted to him. Wisely, the elders of Gilead agreed. Then we read that Jephthah spoke all his words before Yahweh. That's an excellent way to start. God sees and knows everything, but it's wise for us to recognize that everything we say is spoken before God and that we must account for what we say to Him, even if no one else hears it.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.